Blog Talk Radio.
Frank and I, one-on-one, in a conversation, okay?
And block out the 3,000 or 4,000 people that are listening online. Okay? Block out those people. But it's just you and I talking, right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Today's weather in the ATL, we've had some storms here today. You know, the rain will come in and hit real hard and then it'll go away. Then it'll come in a little while later and hit real hard and then it'll go away. Right now, we're looking at partly sunny skies and 79 degrees. And tomorrow, we're looking at a high of 89 degrees with sunny skies. Thursday, sunny, 87. Friday, sunny, 88. Saturday, chance of rain and 88 degrees. Okay? So, that's your forecast over the next few days. And hopefully, you guys will have a great weekend. And if you're going out of town, if you're traveling out of town or anything, I hope you're safe and come back safe and sound. Right? Come back to us safe and sound, just the way that you left. All right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And I would like for you guys to call in and let's talk. Today's word of the day is prudent. 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 Okay? And prudent is a word that's used a lot. And the first definition is marked by wisdom or judiciousness. The second meaning is shrewd in the management of practical affairs. The third definition is cautious or discreet. And the fourth definition is thrifty or frugal. When I think of prudent, it's an adjective, and I think of prudent as being very cautious or, you know, someone who's discreet. A prudent person is, you know, being discreet is, you know, they want to be kind of private, you know. They want to, you know, like Michael Jackson used to always want to be, he was prudent because he always, and it wasn't his fault. I mean, he was just a huge celebrity. But he would go to New York, and if he wanted to go shopping, he couldn't shop just like, you know, like we could shop. I could go at, you know, 3 o'clock in the afternoon and go to the department store and shop and go home. No big deal. But Michael Jackson, he had his people to contact the owner of the store that he wanted to shop and ask them if they would open the store at 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning so he could come in and shop without people being there, right? Without a big scene. So he wanted to be discreet when he went shopping. He wanted to be discreet, okay? And that's what prudent means. P-R-U-D-E-N-T. Lock that in. Put that in your vocabulary. Now, before I get into the show, I wanted to say a little bit about, I talked a little bit about it on yesterday. On yesterday, I talked about this ongoing thing with Bruce Jenner and the Kardashians, okay? Bruce Jenner wants to be a woman. Now, you know, he says that he's always dressed or cross-dressed, you know, like in private. He's always been a cross-dresser. But now he wants to come out and show the world or whatever that he's a full-fledged woman. So he wants to cross-dress, and then he says that during this summer, he's going to go ahead and become a full-fledged woman. I guess that means he's going to do these hormone pills or whatever, and he's also going to have the sex change or whatever. I mean, I don't know, man. He just crawls up my skin to think of a man who wants to go as far as changing his sex organs. I mean, you know, cross-dressing, okay, you know, wearing high heels, okay, you know, wearing lipstick, okay, wigs, okay, makeup, okay. Come on, man. Taking pills to make you have breasts and you know, getting your manhood chopped off and, you know, turning it to a woman's female part. I mean, come on, man. Come on. So what if, think about this. What if down the road he decides that, hey, I don't want to be a woman anymore. I want to go back to being a man. He can't come back. You know what I'm saying? He can't come back. I mean, what are they going to do? Bruce, we saved your manhood for you because we thought that you would convert back to being a man. So we saved that for you, and we can reattach it. You know, it may not work. It may just, you know, hang there, but we can put it back. I don't know, you know, that's what I'm saying is, you know, I don't know. I don't think I could do that. I mean, you know, wearing women's clothes and all this, I can see that. You know, the high heels, all that stuff, I can see. But changing, you know, going through the sex change and all that, man, I don't understand. Anyway, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, his daughter Chloe went to his house and took him a bunch of shoes, like five brand new pairs of shoes and women's shoes, and he wears a size 13 in women's shoes. So she gave them to him, and he was jumping up and down. And then, when you think about it, you know, he's got his toes done, and they were saying that, hey, Bruce, your toes look great. He said, I did them myself. I'm like, oh, man, come on, dog. Come on. And I had a listener that just sent me a message that, that's his choice. That's true. That's his choice. Who will it affect? It affects his whole family. It affects everyone around him. Yeah, it's his choice, but it's gonna affect everyone around him. And now tell me this, listener. Now, okay. Do you think that God makes mistakes? Okay? God doesn't make mistakes. God made you or him a female or a male. That wasn't a mistake. Okay, he didn't make it where you later on down the road now you're gonna change yourself to become a female. I mean, that's what man has done in the interim. But that's not what God put for you. Okay? That may be the road you're going down there as you, you know, then hit some corners, but that's not what God made for you. And yeah, we're not trying to judge. I'm not judging. Okay? I'm not judging. I'm just talking about it. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now let's get into today's episode. Thank you, caller, for sending me that message. Anyway, today's episode is entitled "The Violence of the Biker Gangs of Waco, Texas." They're very bad apples. Okay, so we're going to discuss the problems of biker gangs and what they believe in through their gangs. Okay, some of them are very down to earth and others are just plain stupid. So, and, you know, the reason I say that some of them are down to earth is because some of them are. I'm sure there are now a lot of biker gangs in Atlanta. When I was growing up, there was a biker gang called the Outlaws. Okay, and bikers always want to be known as, you know, roughnecks, outlaws, or what have you. These guys were called the Outlaws, and I don't know how you got in part of their gang. I don't know what the membership thing was or any membership requirements or anything like that were. But I knew a couple of the Outlaws, okay? I knew a couple of the Outlaws, and they were great guys, nice as they want to be. I don't know what would happen if you crossed them, but they were great guys. They actually were great friends to me when I was coming up through high school and all. And so, but nowadays, through what we've heard over the news over the last couple of days, and it's just now really beginning to come out in the news and in the worldwide news that there were two biker gangs in Waco, Texas, okay? And these two biker gangs obviously went to a restaurant in Waco, Texas, and the restaurant is a popular restaurant that's visited or used by bikers, okay? Now, these two gangs came into the restaurant, and somehow some altercation happened in the bathroom of the restaurant. Okay? And now these guys get into it and get to fighting, and it spills out from the restroom into the restaurant. Then from the restaurant it goes out onto the patio of the restaurant and on out into the parking lot. Now you got hundreds of bikers there. Now, when I say hundreds, we're talking about, they say it was over 170 bikers there. That's a lot of bikes, a lot of people. So when you think about it, some of them had, you know, it's a man and a woman on a bike, or maybe two men on a bike. So it was probably upwards of over 200 people. Some were for one gang, some were for the other. But nine people died from this brawl. Okay, nine people died from this brawl. I think 80 to 100 people went to the hospital with serious injuries. Now, when the police arrived, these guys also had a shootout with the police. They're saying that two of the people that died were shot by the police, but they can't confirm that right now until they get the total investigation done. But what they're saying is that there's blood everywhere in the parking lot, in the restaurant, all over the place. Can you imagine grown men fighting? Then it turns into an all-out brawl with a bunch of grown men fighting, stabbing, shooting, dying. These are bikers. Okay? These are bikers. And all I'm saying is that, you know, why wasn't this part of our local news? Why hadn't we heard this through our local news media? Okay? Now we hear about a young black kid getting shot in part of Missouri, and then here comes some type of riot or whatever, or people in the street protesting the shooting. Okay, that's on local news, that's on radio, that's on worldwide news. It's all over the media. But you get these biker gangs in Texas that's having an all-out brawl with well over 200 people, and they're concentrated in one area. Okay? 9 people, only one died in the Missouri shooting, right? That is the guy that was killed, right? The teenager that got killed. He died, okay? After that, there was some, you know, rioting or whatever, some burning of buildings, stuff like that. But we didn't hear about anyone dying, right? Now, you got over 200 people in a biker gang, and 9 of them died. We don't even hear a peep out of this. I was told by someone about this, and I started researching and looking into it. Now I think CNN has picked up on it, but that's about it. I still haven't heard anything through the local media. But these bikers are, they say they're not a gang. They say they're like a fraternity, a membership thing. But people are calling them gangs because they have illegal drug sales through their gang. They commit violent crimes, and they'll kill and fight each other over their colors and someone disrespecting their group. Okay? That's a game. That's a game. The only difference from them and the guys that maybe walk the streets of Atlanta as a gang like we used to know the Bloods and the Crips, is that the Bloods and the Crips didn't ride motorcycles. They didn't ride motorcycles. They weren't organized like that. They were organized, but they weren't organized like that. It's just a different type of game, right? It's still a game. And the Bloods and the Crips, they go about and have drive-bys and do things like that and kill people. And, you know, sometimes that's your initiation. That's a game. Okay? Now, you probably didn't have to pay any money to get him to be involved with the Bloods and the Crips. You just had to do something to be initiated into the gang. But probably with the bikers, with the biker gangs, they probably have to pay some type of membership and all this. They got to get them a jacket made. They got to get some tattoo with the gang logo on it and all that. But it's still a gang. They were interviewing a guy, I was watching it, and he said, "We're not a gang." Yeah, you are. You're a gang. And they want to fight other bikers. Someone, obviously, what I think, has disrespected someone else. Someone crossed the line between the gangs. Okay? It might have been something as simple as this guy from this gang made eyes at the guy from this gang's girl. Or this guy from this gang may have, you know, slept with this guy's girl in this gang. But when they see each other, they're going to go at it. That may have been something that happened. I don't know. Something happened to tick this whole thing off. And because they already don't like each other, just like the Bloods and the Crips, they already don't like each other. So as soon as I see you, or as soon as I, you know, connect eyes with you and someone says something that I don't like, dang, we going at it. It's going to be my guys against your guys. And these guys shooting at the police. These bikers are shooting at the police. Now, the difference between the biker gangs and the Bloods and the Crips. The Bloods and the Crips run from the police. Okay? The biker gangs, they shoot at the police. Okay? The brothers run. And the white guys, they shooting back at the police. They're not running from the police. They shooting at the police. But the black guys, the brothers, they run from the police. They want no part of the police. Okay? And these guys are known in this part of Texas as being rivals. I mean, they're known for being rivals so much that the police got emails telling them town and just patrol the area around because they were thinking that something was going to kick off because the two biker gangs had gotten together, were at the same restaurant, okay, at the same restaurant. And so what's the difference between a biker gang and a street gang? That's the only difference. The Bloods and the Crips, they walk the streets. These biker gangs, I forgot the name of them, but they had names. They don't walk the streets. They ride the streets on motorcycles. But they're just the same as any other gang. Hey, guys, that's all I have for you today. I got about a minute left in the show. You know, tomorrow, I'm going to have another great topic for you. Tomorrow, I'm going to ask everyone to cheer on our Atlanta Hawks. I know I got people in Florida and New York and New Jersey listening to the show. I got a friend in California that's now listening to the show. I know I got people listening to the show all over. And I know some of you guys may not be Atlanta Hawks fans. But, guys, come on. Your team isn't in this thing. Come on and root for my team. You don't have to get on the wagon or anything like that. Just cheer them on. This ceremony, because I will. We're going to take them out. Hey, thanks, guys, for listening to the show. Take care of yourselves. We'll talk to you in about 23 and a half hours. Good night.
Dragon Ball.